Why does Georgia matter? One guess. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Russia has declared mission accomplished in the Republic of Georgia and offered a ceasefire.
First, Georgian troops have to return to their pre-war positions and be partially disarmed. Second, the two sides need to sign a binding agreement not to use force.
Very generous. No mention of regime change. Yet, anyway. But Georgia's U.N. ambassador thinks that's coming.
All along, this was their aim, that goal to change the democratically elected government of Georgia.
But why is a skirmish in a small country that a lot of people still confuse with a large southern state such a big deal? Well, because Georgia's one of those fledgling democracies that we want to protect. And because it is a fledgling democracy that just happens to play host to two oil pipelines. Two pipelines with a very special feature. They move oil from the rich oil fields of the Caspian Sea to the west without going through either Russia or Iran. The longest of the two is the BTC pipeline, which carries that oil all the way to the Mediterranean through Turkey. And by a strange coincidence, it was attacked by Kurdish rebels in eastern Turkey and closed down just before the fighting with Russia started. The other pipeline has now also been closed down as a precaution. Russia has worried for a long time that the U.S. might have too keen an interest in defending those pipelines, enough to turn Georgia into an anti-Russian Western puppet. We know we'd never do that, but Russia isn't so sure. Just a reminder that even as gas prices drop, petroleum continues to be a very expensive form of energy in more ways than one. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.